Sapientiam sanctorum narent populi et laudes eorum nunciet Ecclesia nomini aute meorum viventi in seculum seculi.
July 11th, 2020, Proverbs 2:1-9. Today we think of Saint Benedict and take the reading of this memory day. My child, if you take my words to heart, if you set store by my commandments, tuning your ear to wisdom, tuning your heart to understanding, yes, if your prayer is for clear perception, if you cry out for understanding, if you look for it as though for silver, search for it as though for buried treasure, then you will understand what the fear of Yahweh is, and discover the knowledge of God. For Yahweh himself is giver of wisdom. From his mouth issue knowledge and understanding. He reserves his advice for the honest, a shield to those whose way are sound. He stands guard over the path of equity. He keeps watch over the way of those faithful to him. Then you will understand uprightness, equity, and fair dealing, the path that lead to happiness. Today, on St. Benedict's Day of Remembrance, we are made aware of something very important, which is in danger of being lost more and more in our time, and which can only be replaced very inadequately. It is a wisdom that is called tasty wisdom. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It should be not confused with the knowledge that is acquired as natural light through the effort of our intellect. Wisdom, on the other hand, is the influx of the supernatural light of God into our mind and heart. Thus, the tasty knowledge, the wisdom, refers to God himself and not primarily to the knowledge of his works. As we hear through today's text, we can gain wisdom if we delve into the Word of God and accept it in our heart, for the Word of God is a light on our path. Since it comes from God himself, even if it is mediated through people, it enlightens us and gives us insight into the wisdom of God. The Word forms us when we let it in and we learn to follow it. We can imagine it is like this. The supernatural light of the Lord is in the Word that we receive. It penetrates us according to the willingness of our reception and now spreads its light. Our minds and hearts are touched by this light and transformed by it. If we receive the word of the Lord very deeply, it remains in us as a treasure and enlightens us permanently. The Spirit of the Lord always reminds us of this word when a situation arises that is illuminated by the respective word of God. A concrete example. Remember, my beloved brothers, every person should be ready to hear quickly, but restrained in speaking and not quickly ready to anger. James 1:19. When we take this word deeply, we change our behavior according to the word. If, for example, we are in danger of speaking thoughtlessly, have the habit of easily falling into the word of other people, if we are impatient in listening, then the word of God reminds us what the right behavior is like. However, it's not only a reminder and thus linked to the admonition to correct our behavior. but also from the depth of the Word of God, the power will flow to us to change our behavior according to the Word of God. Of course, this also includes the insight that the Word of God shows us the right path, and that we want to let ourselves be corrected and formed by it. As in this example, there are a lot of situations which are illuminated by the Word of God, and the more we hear and follow the Word of God, the more wisdom grows. Saint Benedict, who is considered as the father of Western monasticism, left a rule for his monks to help them live the wisdom of God in their lives. His rule is preceded by the word, "Listen, my son, listen." Thus reminds us that the acquisition of wisdom is preceded by hearing, by listening. This should not be an occasional attitude, but should permeate our whole life. It is precisely in relation to God that we are always the ones who receive. And if our attention is focused on God and our aspiration is to deepen what He has received, then those fruits will grow in our lives, which are prepared for us by God.
Today we want to apply to Saint Benedict a word of the scripture that says, "The peoples tell of the saints' wisdom, and the assembly proclaims their praise. Their name lives for generations."
Sapientiam sanctorum narent populi et laudes eorum.